If you've been following the news for the past few days, believe me, I'm a newsman, there isn't much of it. You may recall this item from the back of the newscast, the ongoing Loya Jirga in Afghanistan. Loya Jirga translates loosely as Grand Council. The Afghans undertake one every now and then for national tasks. This one is trying to write a constitution after decades of tribalism, invasion, occupation, war, Islamic fundamentalism, and the Taliban. From the news accounts, it's slow work getting everyone to agree on what to do next, especially at the constitutional level. Reports say the tribal groups are bickering over the power of executive and representational issues. The delegates are discouraged. They may give up and go home for a while. It's interesting to read these stories and note how often they are about the immense difficulty of writing a constitution for Afghanistan now, just 2 years after the U.S.-led ouster of the Taliban. The stories are all about the obstacles, which do sound real and hideously complicated. But Americans should know that constitutions are not easy. After our own revolution, we took a 6-year break before calling our own constitutional convention on May 25th in 1787. The arguments then were fierce. How to apportion power and representation among 13 colonies, one of which, Rhode Island, didn't even bother to attend. It took almost 4 months until September 17, 1787, to reach a compromise that at least partly satisfied everyone. It was 3 more years until the Constitution was ratified. Again, Rhode Island held up everything. The third week of the Afghan Loya Jirga ends tomorrow. The third week. 200 of the delegates today say they won't vote on whatever comes out of this because they're getting railroaded. And in a land where tribal hatreds go back for centuries and centuries, one can believe this is not an idle claim. Still, slow, unwieldy, we ought to give the Afghans a little time. Making republics could take 3 weeks, or 3 years even.